to Jazz America, my friends. This is Russ Davis, and to begin the show, I have a question. What do you do when your father is world famous as an artist, but you also have artistic inclinations? Well, what you do is you make your own way in the world and become famous in your own field. That's our story this week. Yes, the theme of this edition of Jazz America is The Sun Also Rises. Clint Eastwood is a world-famous actor, writer, producer, and director of motion pictures. But his son, Kyle Eastwood, is a terrific bassist, composer, and band leader, and has, in 15-plus years of recorded activity as a solo artist, established himself as one of the fine and unique voices in modern jazz. We'll talk to Kyle Eastwood backstage at the Blue Note in New York City on this edition of Jazz America. I had the occasion to go there to enjoy a live performance by him and his band that was absolutely brilliant. I think you'll enjoy hearing his thoughts and, of course, hearing his music. But first to his famous father, who not only is a great actor over the years with some of the most famous performances ever on screen, but also a great lover of jazz that he imparted to his son Kyle, as you'll hear in our conversation. Well, he showed how much he loved jazz when he produced and directed the motion picture released in 1988 titled Bird. That's right, the life story of Charlie Parker. Forrest Whitaker played the part brilliantly, and they recorded new tracks and then lifted Charlie Parker's original solos and placed them inside the songs, the new recordings. Here's one of those pieces from the soundtrack of the Bird motion picture. The song is Coco, Charlie Parker, produced by Clint Eastwood on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Hey, this is Al Jarreau, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on Voice of America.
Yesterday, just a photograph of yesterday, and all its edges folded and the corners faded sepia brown, and yet it's all I have of our past love, a postscript to its ending. Brighter days, I can see such brighter days, when every song we sang is sung again. And now we know this time it's for good. And we're lovers once again. And you're near me.
I can remember the rain in December, the leaves of brown on the ground. In Spain I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can't bring all my desire. Reverie is on fire. I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say I get a kick every time they play that Spain again. I can remember the rain in December, the leaves are brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. Get a kick every time I see you gaze at me. I see moments of history. Your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody. And we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets. Yesterday I can say I get a kick every time I see you gaze at me. Get a kick every time I see you gaze at me.
ba 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 ba.
You gaze at me, I see moments of history. Your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody.
Ever was a question as to whether or not a vocalist could be a great improviser, great singers like Al Jarreau have confirmed that fact is true with songs like what you just heard from his album This Time, his version of the Chick Corea composition, Spain. And that leads me to tell you, first, Al Jarreau is a fantastic singer and I hope you enjoyed that, and secondly, Chick Corea is 73 years old as of the 12th of June, and we wish him a very happy birthday and look forward to celebrating him on next week's edition of Jazz America. But first things first, the sun also rises. Kyle Eastwood, the son of the famous actor Clint Eastwood, has made quite a name for himself in this past 15 years of his recorded legacy, and we'll hear a taste of that from his 1988 release entitled From There to Here. But first, let's go backstage to the Blue Note in Greenwich Village in New York City and talk to Kyle Eastwood here on VOA's Jazz America. Russ Davis at the Blue Note in New York City, and we have Kyle Eastwood, a terrific bassist, composer, and band leader who we have from across the pond, an American in Paris or somewhere in France for the last few years, he told us before we turned the mics on. Great to see you, Kyle, after a wonderful performance tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
All right, first question is this. Why France? I mean, what, are you running from the law? You're back here. We could get you now.
No, not quite. No, I just I lived here in the city, actually, in New York for quite a few years, about 7 years almost. And then it was just for a change. I was going to Europe a lot and playing there, you know, and there's a lot of great jazz festivals, great opportunities to play, you know, over there. So I was kind of going quite often, you know, over the years. And then so I just decided to go there for a change, really. And I knew a lot of musicians there and a lot of musicians, you know, around the London, you know, in England and around the UK and London scene. So, I just kind of went over for a change, and it's been about almost 7 years there now. Yeah.
As jazz has fragmented over the years in a marvelous way, just like a field of mushrooms springing up all over the globe, there are various trends, and folks like me like to give them names, and one of them is Euro jazz. Do you feel in any way part of that movement, having been there for so long? And do you get a sense of there being an actual Euro jazz style genre movement?
I guess. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of different influences coming, you know, together there. You know, I think there's musicians from all over the world, and, you know, in France especially, there's a lot of musicians from, you know, West Africa, Northern Africa, and stuff like that. So, I think they're open-minded to a lot of different other styles of music from all over the world, you know. And I've always loved music from everywhere, really. I listen to all kinds of music. So, I guess if that's what you mean by Euro jazz, I guess it's kind of a melting pot of a lot of different things, you know. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of what is being called Euro jazz has various facets, a classical influence from their traditions, their folk music, if you will, too, electronics and dance rhythm, if you will. You've done some remixes of some things, so here we go.
I mean, I think it's definitely influenced my writing a bit and some of the things I've tried since being over there. So, I've found it influential and inspirational. Yeah.
We'll hear some of Kyle's more electric side later, but now let's hear some of his more traditional side. As a matter of fact, with the award-winning Vince Mendoza directing the orchestra, and great players like Billy Childs and Mark Isham joining him on keyboards and trumpet, and others too. Here's Stanley Hill Drive from Kyle Eastwood's debut release from 1988, From There to Here, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
The history of American jazz in the 20th century is filled with stories of Americans moving to Europe to follow their musical dreams. In this case, you just heard one of the great pianists of all time, Bud Powell, who moved to Paris in the 1950s and 60s and recorded some of his finest work there. Among those releases, the famous 1964 album, Bud Powell in Paris, and from that, you just heard the classic, How High the Moon. We'll hear more of our conversation with the American in Paris, Mr. Kyle Eastwood, who made his way back home to his homeland, the USA, to play at the Blue Note recently. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received recently with a very simple song request. Dear Mr. Davis, thanks for the great job that you are doing for us. Please play me a song. I want to hear Compared to What by Eddie Harris and Les McCann from the album Swiss Movement. Thank you. Idam Richard from Accra, Ghana. Well, thank you, Idam, and it is my pleasure to play this classic live performance recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland from the album Swiss Movement. Les McCann and Eddie Harris, here is the classic, Compared to What, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what. Suck it to me. Sunday sleep and nod, trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with fright. They all trying to teach us what they think is right. They really got to be some kind of nut. I can't use it. I'm trying to make it real compared to what. And where's that honey? Where's my God and where's my money? Unreal values, a crass distortion. Unwed mothers need abortion. Kind of brings to my old young King Tut. He did it now. Trying to make it real compared to what. Thank you.
ain't real compared to what.
from his album Paris Blue. That is bassist, composer, and band leader Kyle Eastwood with a remixed electronic version of Big Noise from Winnetka. And by the way, the person whistling on that song you just heard is the father of Kyle Eastwood, the famous actor Clint Eastwood, who raised his son correctly, in my humble opinion, and that is by playing lots of jazz in the household as young Kyle was growing up. Let's get the story from Kyle himself, backstage from the Blue Note in New York City, and then hear some of that music that inspired him as a young man here on VOA's Jazz America. I know you've been asked this many times, but what music did you hear around the house? You're a young cat, and you easily could have been influenced by blues or rock or dance music or techno or hip-hop as much as straight-ahead jazz. But obviously, I'm just thinking, you heard some straight-ahead jazz.
Well, yeah, that's my mother and my father are both big jazz fans, you know.
Really?
I mean, they're both big music fans, but particularly jazz, you know. So maybe with the odd Johnny Cash record or, you know, a few things in there. But yeah, a lot of jazz, really, a lot of big bands, you know, a lot of, you know, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Stan Kenton, you know, Miles Davis, Dave Brubeck, stuff like that. There was a lot of that, you know, being played in pretty heavy rotation around my house growing up.
And a bassist who loved the sound of horns and liked to orchestrate horns in his band. I guess that maybe sprang out of that original experience, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the very first live concerts I ever went to was the Count Basie Big Band at the Monterey Jazz Festival in, I think, 1977. My father took me out. I was about 8 or 9, something like that. So I was, you know, I think that's what got me interested in wanting to learn to play an instrument, you know. So I love all kinds of music. Jazz is kind of a first love, definitely, but I like anything, really, you know, if it's good, you know.
Thank you.
Count Basie's big band with 1 o'clock Jump, recorded in Los Angeles in 1942. That's just a little bit south of where Kyle Eastwood first heard that music at the Monterey Jazz Festival. From the music that inspired Kyle Eastwood to the music from West Africa that inspired the great French-born violinist Jean-Luc Ponty, he got together with West African musicians to create his brilliant work, Chakola. And from that, here's Muna Boa on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Boa from Chocola, Jean-Luc Ponty. More of the music of the American in France. Kyle Eastwood coming up next hour on VOA's Jazz America. Join me, won't you?